Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
The Lord Jesus Christ commands the New Testament church to go into all the world and make disciples. In Mark 16:15, Jesus said to his disciples, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The Great Commission in the book of Matthew says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." There is a huge distinction between a mere believer in Christ and one who becomes a disciple of our Lord. Remember that Jesus Christ loves you, but He does not want His children to ignore nor despise His commandments. Enjoy this wonderful series of messages entitled The Cost of Being a Disciple, and learn what the distinction is between a mere believer and a follower of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear us here on Freedom 95 every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m., and join us this morning at 10 a.m. at the Cambria Hotel in Noblesville, Hamilton Hall Conference Room, exit 210 off of I-69, or find us on Facebook, YouTube, or our website under Crown of Life Baptist Church. email me at gdezula@gmail.com. That's gdezula, G-D-Z-U-L-A. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. This is part 6.
Roman numeral 2 now. A disciple must police himself. The Apostle Paul said, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I underlined that and highlighted that word perfecting because we're going to see that word perfect over and over again through this lesson and this message today. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Bible says, Jesus said, fear not man who can kill the flesh, but fear him who can kill the flesh and the soul in hellfire. That's speaking to you and I. We're to fear God's coming judgment, being ready and prepared and watching for the return of the Lord. Policing ourselves. My wife is the one who used that word months ago that I liked it. I used it in this message. Must police ourselves. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. How does Jesus Christ live within you? Through his Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit lives within you. Your body is a temple, and Jesus Christ dwells within you. He is with you. Here we have the Lord's Supper. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man, what? Examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. That doesn't mean what you think sleep means. That's many are dead in Christ. Many who have died prematurely. What the Lord is warning, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Which means many are dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. We have to be our own judge. Police ourselves. Examine ourselves. Judge ourselves. We should not be judged. But when we are judged of the Lord, we are chastened of the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. Sometimes the Lord has to chasten us. Hebrews chapter 12, the chapter in the scriptures that dealt in a big picture of the issue of chastisement. We are chastened of the Lord that we would turn from our wicked way, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one another, and if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. What was the church at Corinthians doing? They were having a big supper instead of the Lord's Supper, where you just have a little piece of bread and a little fruit of the vine. They were having a big supper and everybody was gobbling up the food before others and not leaving enough food for everyone in the church. It's not a big banquet. It's just a piece of bread and a small cup of the fruit of the vine to as a picture, as a representation of the blood and body of Christ. It's not a big meal. It's like the Passover. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. For we are made partakers of Christ, but there's a condition. I could speak several messages on all the ifs in the Bible. For if we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. To stay pursuantly following the Lord Jesus Christ. To stick to the stuff. When all else fails, you still stand with Christ. When everything comes tumbling down, we still stand with Christ. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, he wanted to throw aside the word of God. He wanted to throw aside the warnings and not preach and not listen and hear God's word and not hear God speaking to him. But he said it was like a burning ember within him. That just, it burned within him. The further he tried to get away from the Lord, the more God's word burned within him. And so we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of rewards. Again, being a disciple and being a faithful disciple gauges your reward. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his what?
Coming.
His return. Abide in him. What did Jesus say there in John chapter 15? I am the vine, ye are the branches. Abide in me. Abide in me. And so he says it again, John, in his epistles. Now, little children, abide in him, in Christ, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Can believers be ashamed? Can disciples be ashamed? Yes. If you're caught doing the wrong thing when he shows up. Didn't like it when you were a kid and the teacher caught you somewhere in the school where you weren't supposed to be. Or mom and dad caught you somewhere where you weren't supposed to be. We do not want to be ashamed before him at his coming. And the last bullet point there in section 2. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And we've talked about that word saved before. There is saved in the past tense. There is saved in the present sense. And there is saved in the future tense. We are a triune being. We have a body, soul, and spirit. No matter how saved you are, your body's still going to die if the Lord tarries. But someday that body is going to be raised up incorruptible. Amen? Amen. And God, in the twinkling of an eye, God, with the shout of an archangel, that body will rise up out of the grave. And that's future. The Bible says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Hence, Crown of Life Baptist Church. Roman numeral 3. A disciple must meet the demands for perfection. A disciple must meet the demands for perfection. I put that little emphasis in there to get your attention. A disciple is commanded to go on to perfection. We have here in Hebrews chapter 6, 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Let us go on unto perfection. Well, we all, you hear believers saying it all the time, well, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. But the Bible says, let us go on unto perfection. Well, let's look at what this word means. Perfection does not imply sinlessness. Only Christ is sinless. But even Christ, as we are told in Scripture, was made perfect through suffering. So must his disciples do likewise. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. Though he were a son, he was the only begotten son. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And Jesus was made perfect. I thought my Savior was perfect when he came down from heaven. But the Bible says, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey. In Hebrews 2:10, it tells us, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect, what? Through suffering. Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation, and he was made perfect through suffering. Obedience unto death. Obedience unto death. That was our Savior and Lord. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. That means we are to become Christ-like. If Christ was made perfect by suffering, then we are made perfect by suffering. Be ye therefore perfect, it tells us, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. People have a hard time digesting that passage of Scripture. Commentaries tried all different things to get around what that passage means. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Means we need to get on our knees and cry out, God, help me, forgive me, change me to be in the image of your Son. Because I need a lot of work on that. Because I'm in the image of man. Lost man. And I don't want to be the sons of Belial as Eli's sons were. I want to be like your Son, your only begotten Son. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing, James says. But let patience have her perfect work. Lord, be patient with me. I've got a lot to clean up in my act. I have a lot to work on in my life, that ye may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. Roman numeral 4, a disciple makes disciples. The Great Commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. What does it say? Teach, teach, teach. That's how you make disciples. Teach. That's what I'm doing here. Teach. That's what a pastor is supposed to do, is teach. Teach. Sunday school teachers teach the little ones. And baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the emphasis is on the word teach. Ephesians chapter 4, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. That's what I'm doing here. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying, just another word for teaching, edifying the body of Christ. Till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto what? There's that word again. Perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Twice using that word perfect. Are all saints perfect? No. Are all believers perfect? No. But we need to fall on our face and ask God to make us perfect. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. I'm compelling you to go out to the hedges and highways. You don't have to get on I-69 and stand there with a sign, but compel them to come in, that God's house and Crown of Life Baptist Church could be filled. Amen. But he's talking about his house. In my Father's house are many mansions. In Mark here, in the book of Mark, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach. Preaching is just teaching. It is preach is teaching with persuasion to bring men to Christ and to bring men to repentance. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Roman numeral 5, disciple needs to renew his or her mind. A disciple must renew his or her mind. Paul is addressing the church at Rome and is speaking to believers and those who should want to be transformed in their thinking. We don't want to stay in our stinking thinking. I beseech you, Paul says, I urge you, I persuade you, I encourage you with the utmost encouragement, brethren, not heathen, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy. You could put the word perfect in there instead of holy. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Stinking thinking. Got to renew the mind. Renew the mind. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, there it is again, perfect will of God. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ? Renew your mind, renewing your mind that we would have the mind of Christ. What was that bracelet that people used to wear? What would Jesus do? What would be in Jesus' mind right now? My mind's stinking thinking. Finally, brethren, farewell. Uh-oh. Be perfect. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Be of one mind. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. One mind. What does the Bible say? A double-minded man is unstable in all his way. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, Paul said in the book of Ephesians. Renewed in the spirit of your mind. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, humbleness of mind. Humbleness of mind. We're proud. We're boasters. We need to humble our mind. We're just part of that human nation. We want to be prideful and boasters. It's all about me in the human nature. But it needs to be all about Christ in the Christ-like nature, in the mind of Christ, the humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. These following doctrines of Jesus found in the Sermon on the Mount are not normal to human nature, but are abnormal to the natural mind. Therefore, disciples need to renew their mind with the power that is given to the believer by the Holy Spirit. Disciples must cleanse their thinking to not think in the framework of the unregenerate man. If you have your Bibles with you, and we'll close here, and we'll save the section 6 for the next and final, hopefully maybe the final part to this lesson. But the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh to evil. Ye have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That's our natural position in life. You punch me, I punch you back. You blow up my ship, I blow up your ship. And maybe two more at the same time. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. That is not normal, is it?
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.